next item is Coleman property, four lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 426.
This is a request to subdivide a 79-acre parcel into five lots and create a 50-foot right-of-way that would serve as access to three of the lots. The lots will contain 21 acres, 16 acres, 16 acres, 10 acres, and a little bit more than 14 acres. The right-of-way will serve as access to lots 2, 3, and 4. The owner's proposing to create the right-of-way over an existing lane. All of the lots have the minimum required 150 feet of road frontage. You could approve the request as submitted, or an application for a major subdivision could be required. And if it is approved as submitted, you normally stipulate that any further subdivision would require a public hearing.
Just to expand upon that too, as I understand, speaking with Shane, really, but for the fact that DelDOT wouldn't give them entrances off, what is it, 426, they'd be able to do this over the counter. You know, it's because they have that shared road, because it's 150 feet of frontage on each one of those, which gets you the over-the-counter strip lots. Really, under the subdivision code, I mean, I'm almost looking at the size of the lots. They probably could have also gotten them as a farm subdivision of 5 acres or more, given the size, which would have been over-the-counter, too, if they'd have kept it to 200 feet, and they probably could have changed around some, you know, lot lines if they wanted to, just to get through that stand of it. But it just seems mainly because DelDOT required them to have that easement that they're on the other business agenda for this afternoon.
Gentlemen, I've addressed the two issues in a motion I prepared, but I don't want to make the motion unless, you know, the commissioners are comfortable. One is the maintenance of the road that would go inside, and then further subdivision would have to go through a major subdivision application.
I think that's reasonable. Typically, as a matter of policy, we have not been approving more than three lots on a 50-foot subdivision, but I think this is a pretty unusual circumstance, and I think it would be warranted.
Nothing else, Mike?
Oh, since my other nickname is Wetlands, besides streetlights and sidewalks, I didn't know if that was an issue that needs to be addressed by a commission, because it looks like just from this little rendition we have here, there's a mess of wetlands out there. And does that have to be addressed in terms of either not building on wetlands? You know, if we say you can't have any wetlands on any lot lines, that probably takes away 90% of the property lines. But
if you look at the, each lot has a lot of upland buildable area. The smallest uplands would really be on lot number one in the upper right-hand corner of lot one, but there's enough to put a house and accessory structures in that, I'm sure.
I think that's why they went with a road rather than a 200-foot farm parcel, because they wanted that upland in an area where they could put sewer. So DENREC is not going to let them put sewer in a wetland anyway, so, and it's going to be on-site septic.
I just had Mr. Wetlands had his talk, that's all.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant conceptual approval of four lots on a 50-foot right-of-way for the Coleman property, with the stipulation that the applicant add a statement on the recorded site plan that each of the lot owners shall be equally responsible for the cost of maintaining the access road.
Yeah.
Also, any further subdivision of the property shall require application for a major subdivision.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve four lots and a 50-foot right-of-way on Road 426 for the Coleman property. With the stipulations stated in the motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.